views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to Carter. Hey, Carter.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'll be even better once I hear from my son and know that he's safe. It's 63 days until family day, so you know I'm not counting or anything. So, and for those who may not know, my son went off to boot camp for the Marine Corps. So, mama's counting down the days till I get to see him. But it's all good. But I hope you're ready, Carter, for a great show today. We are a lot of feminine power coming your way. So I hope you're prepared for it.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to jump right into things because I'm excited to have our guest, Tanya Isabella, on the show today. And we're going to be talking about, are you living in lack or in love? And invoking a new paradigm of divine feminine power to heal your love and money wounds. But first, a little bit about Tanya. She is the CEO, seductress, and founder of Rich Woman Sexy and Millionaires Mindset. She's the owner of a multidimensional global brand that empowers women to have sexual, financial, and spiritual sovereignty. Tanya has a doctorate in divinity and spiritual philosophy with an emphasis in the divine feminine. She has over a decade of experience practicing dermatology, where she combines her love of healing and beauty. Tanya is a published author, a certified empowerment coach, an international speaker, and a certified branding and image coach. She is an internationally certified sexuality, love, and relationship expert. Like I said, Carter, we've got a lot of woman power going on here right now. So, she truly specializes in women having both relationship and financial prosperity. And as the CEO seductress, she teaches women to have power, pleasure, and prosperity both in the boardroom and the bedroom. So without further introduction, Tanya, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Erica. I'm so elated to be here. And thank you, Carter, as well.
So I want to just jump right in. So your brand really empowers women to be the CEO seductress. What does it being a CEO seductress mean?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for asking that question. And, you know, often working with businesswomen and, you know, women with sex, love, and relationships, it's like, what does that mean? What does it mean to be a CEO seductress? And essentially what that means, Erica, is what women really need to know is you market yourself constantly and you are your brand. You are your brand every moment of every day, whether that's the living room, the boardroom, and the bedroom. And essentially, women really need to understand the power of being a seductress. Because essentially, what that means is sales is seduction, whether that's your professional realm or your professional realm. And essentially, if you want to break down, a lot of people initially are like, oh my gosh, is seduction a form of manipulation? No, not at all. Now, if you're an manipulative person, maybe. But for 99% of women, seduction is just that, Erica. It's attraction. So it's how easily you're attracting love, how easily you're attracting prosperity, how easily are you attracting wealth, and what type of clients, lovers, lifestyle, love relationship are you attracting? And essentially, it boils down to when people see you, do they see a luxury brand? Okay. When people see you, do they see Tiffany's, who can be so seductive with that robin's egg box and that feeling you get when you open or are gifted that Tiffany's box? Do they see Chanel, who very beautifully and poignantly claims an $8,000 to $10,000 purse? Or do they see Walmart, which, yeah, everybody goes to, but there's nothing special or luxurious or seductive about it. So essentially being the CEO seductress is being powerful in your seduction, but also having very, very, very high standards for yourself.
And I think that's what sometimes we forget is when we are setting our standards is that know our worth, right? Know our worth, and then don't discount it.
Absolutely. Don't discount it. You hit the nail on the head there, Erica. Don't discount it. Don't give it's standing in your sovereignty and saying, this is my worth. And it being a natural state of worthiness. You know, seduction can be so natural. It could be like the flower that seduces the honeybee. Yes. To pollinate, right? It can be a very natural thing just to stand in your beauty and stand in your sovereignty and build those bridges and attract those opportunities and attract those people in your sovereignty from that place of worthiness.
And I think that's important to remember too. And you know, as I was mentioning in the introduction, it's love and money, right? Your love and finance. So how do they correlate? You know, how is like pleasure and prosperity related?
Oh, okay. Beautifully asked. So I always say pleasure and prosperity are related very directly for women. I mean, if you think about the way that history teaches us to be, right? As women, it's like, oh, we are constantly doing unpaid labor, right? Oh, somebody not getting paid for it. Oh, I'm doing this behind the scene things and not getting paid for it. Give, 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 give. And that is kind of how we're taught to be. But if you really look at us anatomically, as women, we are designed to be the divine receivers, but not just that, to receive pleasure. We on our body have a clitoris, which has 8,000 nerve endings with the only function is to receive pleasure. Okay, a penis is a multifunctional use. It has 4,000 nerve endings and it does other things. But we are anatomically designed to receive pleasure. It's how we're made. Like it's just the way it is. It's just the way we're naturally designed to be. And if you think about the feminine, we are very much about creating prosperity with limited things. We're very about quality over quantity. If you think about the feminine, it's like we have one egg. And that egg is very precious, and it decides of the millions of sperm which one we want to create life with. It's very about quantity over quality. You know, you put one seed in the earth, and you can make a forest. So as women, like, we're very good about creating that pleasure into prosperity, of having that one seed that creates a forest or a garden or a world. But it always comes back down to that quality, which is why, say, a luxury brand, it's not about mass production. You know, it's standing in the section of your sovereignty and your uniqueness. And that really is how pleasure and prosperity are related. And it's also down to understanding desire is kind of the root of everything. Like, even if you look at any great movie, I'll use Twilight as example, right? It boils down to desire. It's a movie about wolves and vampires and a young girl, and a young girl named Bella desires Edward, who's a vampire, and the vampires desire blood. There's another boy named Jacob who likes her, who's a werewolf, who desires protection. So a lot of it is also understanding where our desires are. But really, uniquely, they have to be our unique desires, not what society says, not what somebody else says, not what we feel is wrong or taboo or that whole smush where we can feel like we're not enough or those desires are too much.
Yeah, and I think that's where those wounds come in. And even though you have pleasure and prosperity, how they're related, you have love and money wounds, which appear to be different. But in all honesty and actuality, they're not. So how do you coach on both of those?
You know, beautiful question, Erica. And how I coach on that is the bottom line is we have a relationship to both. We have a relationship to love and we have a relationship to money. And a lot of times people don't even realize that they have a relationship to money. You know, whether that's you see lover like your money as a lover, right? And how do you look at money? Is it the lover that is helping you build your dreams? Or is it the lover that's looking to fill a void because you feel like you're in lack or deficit? It's a very, very different energy. And a lot of it, same thing has to do with energy of worthiness, play. You know, do you enjoy playing with your money? Do you see it as, you know, a romantic tryst? Do you have a love affair with money? And if you do, how big of a game are you trying to play? Are you just having a little scant, or do you like an epic love affair that gives you all of your needs? And if you think about it, money is a very masculine energy. You know, it gives you safety, it gives you security, it provides, it gives you opportunity. So the more that we enjoy playing with the masculine energy of money, the more we attract it. And
oops, I think we lost you there, Tanya.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Now we hear you.
Okay. Where did you lose me at?
I think it was probably a good pause, actually, because now we have this relationship with both love and money, right? So it's, we are using them to fulfill, right, all of our dreams and to live, right? And so how, from beauty and love and really relying on either love or money, how does that work in the grand scheme of things?
Beautiful, beautiful. I think in the grand scheme of things, how that works is it's just really knowing how we're living. Like I like to teach, you know, first of all, the bottom line is we have to ask ourselves, are we living in lack or are we living in love? You know, we have to really at the root of that saying that. And one of the things I like to do when I do my teachings is I minored in psychology in undergraduate and, you know, working with the divine feminine as I like to use certain archetypes. Yes. And through a lot of that's through Carl Jung, and I went on and studied with Carolyn Mist and Lorna Jay to really understand archetypical psychology. And a lot of with the love and the money, it has to come down with the archetype of Aphrodite. And Aphrodite is the archetype of the lover versus the prostitute, right? And knowing, and it boils down to, once again, that CEO, seductress, your brand, knowing your value, and knowing as a lover that you are not going to compromise your value for safety or approval of other people. So you really stand in your sovereignty and you're like, it doesn't matter what other people think. Some people are going to think I'm too much. Some people are going to think I'm not enough. Some people think I'm overly expressed. Some people think I'm underly expressed. Some people are going to say my, you know, opinions or values are crazy, or my desire to be a millionaire is wild. But it's really standing in that truth of the lover and knowing that power comes from you, and that your safety and your security ultimately comes from you. It doesn't come from what other people think.
And I do. And I love that, how you say, you know, the lover versus the prostitute, and getting into it, and you're talking about the different archetypes, tell us maybe a little bit about the queen types versus the princess, right? The damsel absolutely in distress.
Absolutely. So, you know, I love that, because, you know, what society kind of teaches us is if you look at the damsel in distress, right? And we'll get more into that with the archetypes of the sovereign. But essentially, the damsel in distress comes from the child archetype. And if you look at essentially what we're taught is when we're young girls is to forever stay in that child archetype, which is to stay in lack and deficit in order to be loved. And the truth is, the farthest thing is from the truth. The more we're in lack and deficit, the more we can't receive love because we're in that energy of lack and deficit.
Yes.
And the thing, Erica, that people have to realize is if you look at a lot of the things that we were taught as young girls is to be in lack in order to be loved. So if you look at the queen, right, the woman in her power in most of the Disney movies, she's evil, she's surrounded by darkness, she's destined to a life of loneliness and isolation, and if she goes after what she wants, she's a bad woman. So that's essentially what we're taught as young girls. But if you take that even farther and you look deep into what these young Disney princesses has taught us, it's to be in lack in order to receive love. So that our power is not rooted in ourselves. Our desires are not rooted in ourselves. So essentially, if you look at Ariel, the Little Mermaid, she had to give up her voice and her world in order to find love. She had to give up you know, her fins in order to find love and her family. If you look at somebody like Belle from Beauty and the Beast, she had to give up her father and be imprisoned in order to find love. If you look at someone like Sleeping Beauty, she had to be in a coma in order to find love. And she, you know, she had to be disillusioned and dispelled. So if you look at, or Cinderella had to be the servant girl. And if you look at it, all these women had no mother figures. Or if they did have a mother, it was a stepmother and she was evil and mistreated by her. So there's a lot of disconnection that we're taught as women that you have to be this damsel in distress. You have to be in deficit. You have to be in this victim mode in order to receive love. But it hasn't worked out yet. It doesn't work that way. Not if we really want this divine love and to be this power couple and to really stand in a queen in our sovereignty.
And I think, like you said, it's the first step is always knowing your value. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to discuss the queen types and really your royal embodiment. You're listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement to keep you moving on your path. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. We welcome back Tanya Isabella to today's episode. Welcome back, Tanya.
Thank you. It's so great to be back.
So before we jump into our queen types and royal embodiment, tell listeners how they can reach you.
Oh, sure. So I do have a website, www.yourmajesticbeauty.com, where people can actually take their queen type quiz. Or if people are interested in a one-on-one, consultation. I do offer one-on-one sessions as well. And that my email is Tanja, T-A-N-J-A, at yourmajesticbeauty.com.
Awesome. And that, all that information is right there on Transformation Talk Radio. So if you didn't catch that, you can go back and see it all there online. But reach out, take your queen type, which is what we're going to jump right into, is that you mentioned the queen type of Aphrodite. Yeah. What are the queen types and really how do you use them to coach women romantically and financially?
Beautiful. So the queen types, as we talked about a little bit earlier, is a feminine power operating system. And the whole goal is eventually for you to become the queen in her receiving line, where you receive all the money, all the power, all the prosperity, all the love you could ever desire. So I have two things I say imagine. The first is each queen type in her empowered state is like the four pillars to the throne, right? You need to have four pillars to a chair or throne. So each one is a pillar. And when you activate each pillar, ultimately, you become the queen type of Demeter, which is of divine receiving, of really divinely receiving and being that queen in her receiving line. But I also like to look at it as at every moment, every day, imagine you have a council coming to you as this queen in her court. And there's four voices, and those are the four empowered queen types, which we're going to go into, and the four disempowered. So for example, in that moment of Aphrodite, when you hear somebody and you're about to sell yourself short and discount yourself, is that the voice of the prostitute or the lover? So you always want to take that power move and not that fear move. So the power move would be Aphrodite, which would be the lover. And the other queen types, which we'll go into, is Diana, which is royal embodiment, Athena, which is empowerment, and Persephone, which teaches you alchemy. And as we talked about before, Aphrodite is the goddess of beauty and love and pleasure and worthiness. She doesn't sell herself short. She doesn't do free label. She doesn't sell her soul for other people's approval. And that's essentially what the prostitute does, is she sells her soul, you know, for other people's approval. And to make it really bold, she has transformational relationships and not transactionary relationships. Mm-hmm. So when you're in your Aphrodite, you're always having transformational relationships, whether that's in business or whether that's in pleasure and personally. And so it's living in love and beauty and then being royally embodied. The second queen type would be activating the goddess Diana. And Diana was the goddess of the hunt, nature, children. And I chose her as being the sovereign archetype versus the child, because in order to be a sovereign archetype, she had to be the huntress and use her bow and arrow, which required precision. It required precision to be in her sovereignty instead of her child. And when you're in your sovereign, which is the empowered aspect of the queen type versus the child, the sovereign is someone that has achieved self-mastery. She takes full responsibility for her dreams and for them to come true. She's not concerned with what's fair, what's allowed. She has a clear vision. And she makes those decisions very clearly and decrees them with ease. So for an example, she would use words like, this is my vision. This is who I am. This is my truth. This is my decree. I don't care about what's fair because I am the source of my own power and well-being. I take full ownership over my power and the impact in the world. So it's really decreeing her worth. Where more of that child, if a child's in the forest, the child's going to get lost, you know, where she really has that power and authority and precision in her sovereignty to not worry about that. Where a child might say, a lot of times I see this in a woman is like, a woman and her child is looking for permission. You know, she's looking for permission to live her dreams. She's looking for permission to justify her decisions. She's looking for permission to justify her worthiness or her desires.
And I think that's so important because I sometimes we as women don't do that enough, right? We are seeking permission.
Yes.
And we need to stop that.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that we can't beautifully be in co-creation, which is a different energy.
Yes.
You know, co-creation with divine love or sacred union is a very different energy than I don't know if I'm worthy of this, so let me go ask somebody else. know, I don't know if this is too big of a dream. Let me do some research and see if somebody else has accomplished this dream and see how they did it. You know, we're really stealing my sovereignty and really just knowing that in your sovereignty, that dream was given to you for a reason. That dream was something for you to birth individually for a reason. There is a reason that you had that spark of genius. There is that reason that you had that desire and it was given to you and not somebody else.
And like you said, that's very much different than the child archetype Disney sells us.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's not looking to be rescued. And it's not that we're not in control.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's where, and maybe you can elaborate that on that a little bit. The Disney princesses teach us that lack equals love. And how does that affect us? Not only romantically, because I mean, you're looking for this perfect ideal that may not exist. But how does that affect of not only but love, but financial destiny?
It affects us so much. Like, I can't tell you, Erica, how many times I've seen women almost birth something great and then sabotage it. Or so many times I've worked with multiple six-figure earners and they can't figure out why they'll pay off debt and then totally recreate it. Mm-hmm. It's because there's something in them that feels like if they don't have a piece of lack, you know, a piece of debt, that they're not worthy of love. Or that fear of like, oh, things are going so great.
When's the shoe going to drop?
Yeah, absolutely. Or, oh my gosh, I love the idea of being a millionaire and having a seven-figure empire, but do I really want people to know what I have $1 million? Because what if they take it from me? What if I'm hurt? You know, even something as simple as women being afraid to carry cash in their purse because somehow they think through X-ray vision, people are going to know they have cash in their purse and take it from them. So there's always this idea of lack instead of abundance.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that, and again, it gets to the point where we don't need to have that. I mean, we can be proud and not be boastful at the same time.
Absolutely. 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 And just realizing that, you know, money is a magnifier. You know, if you are a wonderful, loving, giving person, you have more money, well, guess what? You're going to be more wonderful and loving and giving. You're going to build more orphanages or have more nonprofits or give more of your time and resources. If you're an evil, selfish, horrible person, then guess what? You have more money. That's probably going to magnify it.
Yeah.
You know, and really seeing that money is an opportunity. You know, it's an opportunity for your sovereignty. And really, a queen is somebody that wants the best for her kingdom. She's the wants the best for others. She wants to succeed so she can help other people succeed.
And I think that is something to always remember. As queens, we fix each other's crowns.
Absolutely.
And we have to remember that. You know, we rise by building people up, not tearing them down. And we have to start from within and then go outward and build our community, our sisterhood that way. So we're going to take a quick break, but before we take that break, tell listeners again how they can reach you.
Sure. It's yourmajesticbeauty.com. They can take the queen type quiz or they can email me at Tanya, TANJA at yourmajesticbeauty.com.
Awesome. So we've got some more powerful stuff coming up. We're going to take a quick break and get into Activating Athena. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
And we're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. We welcome back Tanya Isabella. Tanya, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm glad you were able to make it. So we've been talking about really the different queen types, and This one's a fun one for me. We're going to get into activating Athena. So how can women really be in control of their romantic and financial destiny when we're so often taught to maybe hand over control or be that accommodating person?
Yes, I love that question, because this one often is very counterintuitive for women. Or automatically they see, oh, Athena, you know, the goddess of war and creativity. Does that mean, you know, chopping men's head off? You know, what does that mean? And it means the exact opposite of that. So if you gentlemen or ladies are listening, it does not mean that at all.
Don't be afraid, Carter. We're not coming after you.
Afraid. Actually, you know, part of being a queen is loving a king and calling in kings and champions, you know, and those knights in our world. And we'll go a little bit into that. But essentially, Athena is the warrior energy, and the disempowered aspect would be the victim, right, versus the warrior. And essentially what I mean by that is when a woman is in her warrior energy, she's a protectress. She's a great protectress. She has great protection of her space, her time, her attention, her boundaries. She very, very much protects that. And she's the one that will do what it takes to get the resources she needs. She realizes that cash comes from her. She knows what she stands for. She's willing to take risks in order to achieve her dreams and to do what it takes. And it's also a trust thing. She knows that she always has her back, therefore she'll always have your back. So she's very, very great about boundaries. She knows that she's not going to let people cross the line, but she's not going to cross the line either. And she knows what she's available for and what she's not available for.
And I think that's, I don't mean to interrupt, that's so important, because as women, we don't always make those boundaries, or we make them and then we allow them to be crossed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we've betrayed our own trust.
Yes.
Right? We've broken our own trust.
Yeah. And I think we're taught that, right? We're taught to be accommodating.
Yeah.
So if we're not, will that turn people off, especially men?
Actually, I think the difference is very, very true. Very true. The healthier the boundaries we have, the more we attract men, because men know what arena to play in. And I think I shared this before. I attracted an NFL Super Bowl champion by having healthy boundaries and standing in my yes and standing in my no and giving him an outline in a game that he can play and win in. Because nobody wants to play a game they can't win. But if they understand the boundaries, if they understand what they're playing, if they understand what they need to do in order to win and not cross that line, then you have open, clear channels of communication. And men love it because they know exactly what zone they can play in. And then also, then the universe knows your boundaries too. You know, I always say, if you want to attract your dreams and desires, you have to have a container. And a container has boundaries. So if you imagine this chalice and your dreams are manifesting, you have to have boundaries to hold the container to create your dreams and desires. If you have a leaky container, you're just not going to be able to hold that space. So it's almost like if you think about a riverbank and the boundaries actually give you more power and more energy. And then men know how to divert that energy in that time. And I think I was sharing with you previously this healthy story. Jamie and I, who won the Super Bowl, are co-authoring a book, and he also does public speaking. And he was telling the story about how I practice dermatology, and he was going to come pick me up. And I said, hey, let me grab my Louis, thinking about my Louis Vuitton. And I had my Louisville Slugger. So he tells that story now about healthy boundaries, because I was like, I meant business, like this, you know, and we had just recently met each other. And I was like, this is my line. And he respected it, and it actually attracted him more, you know, in a humorous kind of way. So I think the more we give boundaries, the more men have direction, the more we can create a game that he can win.
Yeah. And it's all about communicating those boundaries. Because if you have those boundaries set up in your head, right, and you don't communicate them, it's unfair. It's unfair to the other person to not be able, they're not mind readers. They don't know. And sometimes you got to tell them two or three times, just so that they know, yeah, I'm serious. These are the boundaries. But if you don't communicate them and you just are waiting for them to figure it out, that doesn't work either.
Yeah. 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 And I think the healthier boundaries, like we're co-creating a book now called The Playbook, like the healthier boundaries, the more you can co-create, because you have the space, you have the container of, okay, this is the playground. And are we playing in your sandbox? Or are we playing in my sandbox?
Yes.
Which can make it very fun. So it doesn't have to be this very like serious thing. You know, it could be a very fun thing once, you know, and that's one of the reasons men love football. It's like, oh, look, he caught it almost out of bounds, but he was in bounds. And it makes it fun for them, and it makes it exciting, which is very different from the disempowered energy, which is the victim that says, oh, I don't want to be inconvenient. You know, where's my help? And that, like you said, not asking for that help, or why am I always alone, or I never get what I want. And just coming from that place of crisis or falling apart easily, or just expecting people to mind read and guess.
Yeah. And I think that not wanting to ask for help and doing it alone because they don't want to be a burden, that gets into that victim mentality, like you were saying. And I think so many women don't want to be a burden. So can you elaborate on really how doing it alone is getting into the victim mentality?
Absolutely. I love that you say that, because, you know, I think a lot of times initially there's, you know, I say the disempowered woman, right? And she kind of comes from that victim mentality where I don't want to be a burden. you know, and then you kind of graduate and you become the big sister and you become the empowered woman, so to speak, right? But then it's almost like you don't want to be seen as something. So you're like, I'm not going to ask for help because I don't want to be seen as weak. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be seen as weak. So like we talked about, you could do that free labor. You can have three job responsibilities plus raise your kids versus the one you were hired for, where maybe a man would ask for that support team. You should have asked for a secretary a long time ago. You don't. And really a woman in her power is that divine receiver that we talked about. An empowered woman has enough strength and power to say, I need help. You know, she knows she needs a queen's counsel. And really, part of the warrior spirit is knowing that she can rally the troops.
Yes.
You have to be able to rally the troops and motivate people and lead people for your assistance or the assistance of the greater good. So that's why, you know, the independent woman can be a sign of the victim, believe it or not. But to really be in that queendom is to rally the troops of other, you know, supporters, rally the troops for their cause, have that queen's council, but even just to be able to lead men. You know, women's empowerment does not mean men's disempowerment. And really not getting to the point where she feels like she can't create, you know, friendships or relationships or men as allies. Every queen needs her knights, her kings, her champions.
And I think that deserves repeating. And because I think the movement for a while there about, you know, girl power, woman empowerment meant putting down men. And it's just the opposite. And it, what you said, like I said, deserves repeating. It's women's empowerment does not mean men's disempowerment. We're teams. We're teams in the workplace. We're teams, like you said, in the boardroom, in the bedroom, in the living room. We all work together. And when we can support one another and men supporting us in our queen mm-hmm. status, we support them in their king status.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it is. It's so incredibly important. So we're going to go into a quick break. But before we do, tell our listeners some of your like giveaways. I mean, you mentioned about the queen type survey, but
queen type surveys, I am offering, you know, a one-on-one session, you know, discovery session that's complimentary for the viewers that want to give me a call. And I am willing to do that for both men and women as we're speaking about men. So it's still the same email, Tanya@yourmajesticbeauty.com. And the other free giveaway is for the women out there. I am probably in the next week or two going to be starting an online 5-day rich woman sexy soiree. So if they want to email me for details about that, they're more than welcome to. And that email is Tanya@yourmajesticbeauty.com. And they can email me for the one-on-one discovery session, which or the rich woman sexy soiree.
Yeah, just mention Get Rooted Radio and Tanya will get you all the information. And I think take advantage of it because it empowering yourself, it builds your confidence, it builds your self-esteem, and it gets to understanding really your roots, your values, so that you aren't starting to put those on sale. And that is so important to your overall health and wellness. And I think that's, you know, like I said, so important for everybody. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to wrap up our discussion with Tanya with Feminine Magic. And it's going to be a wonderful last segment. You do not want to miss it. So this is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's, today's episode, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com and listen to the replay. Tanya, welcome back and let listeners know how we can reach you.
Sure. They can email me at Tanya, T-A-N-J-A, at yourmajesticbeauty.com. Or they can go to www.yourmajesticbeauty.com.
Awesome. And you'll want to do that because she has some great upcoming events taking place. And you'll want to try to get on that mailing list. So reach out to her and discuss the upcoming events. And go to the website and take your queen type survey. I think you'd find that very, very interesting.
Yes.
So we've been talking about the different queen types and how we can really own our own feminine divine. But what are some ways that women sabotage themselves or their success?
I love that. I love that you asked that question. There are many ways that women can sabotage their success. And that leads us to our fourth queen type, which is Persephone. And I use her as this one because she, to me, is the queen of alchemy and transformation. And if you know the story behind her, this is all based on Greek goddess archetype. She was the goddess of spring, and she was happy, and everything was beautiful. And then she was abducted by Hades into the underworld. And then 3 months later, she had to back up. So it's all about life cycles, right? How do we get in these cycles of death and rebirth? But mainly, how do we not sabotage ourselves? How do we not kill our dreams and our desires and our longings and really steal that energy of intimacy and alchemy and transformation? And most of the time that women get into their saboteur is, I like to say, they almost get into that analysis paralysis. You know, they get more into their heads. They start questioning too much. A lot of times as women, we talk about this as the imposter syndrome. Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole, oh, who am I to claim myself as the expert? What do, I don't know enough. I can't see enough. I don't see the way. You know, they can say things like, this doesn't make sense. Or they can say, oh my gosh, I'm being foolish. Or is this being irresponsible? You know, I'm X, Y, and Z. Or a lot of times time, like I need more time to do that. Or someday I'll have my dream. Someday I'll figure it out. Someday I'll understand enough. Someday I'll know enough. So they really block themselves. They block themselves to the point where they just get into analysis paralysis and really start almost nitpicking at their own dreams and desires and vision. And this causes them to be the sabotager because then they're not in their beauty. They're not in their radiance. They're not divinely receiving from this energy of like pleasure and magic. And like we talked about earlier, Erica, like that is part of the feminine. Our magic is we can take like something and make amazing things. You know, it's like we can take like one little sperm and make a life. You know, we can take one little seed and make a forest. So all we have to do is have that faith. And that's why I say the empowered Persephone is really the magician. She's the woman that says, I dream it. I know it to be before I see it. I know in my body, I know in my bones that I'm worthy of this dream and desire. And I'm willing to do what it takes. I'm willing to grow that garden. I'm willing to grow despite limited resources. Because as the feminine, we can make those limited resources. We can grow an empire with very little things. I love to use, you know, Sarah Blankley, the woman that made Spanx. You know, she saw a need. She cut out some holes in pantyhose. And now she's a billionaire. Like, not a millionaire. Billionaire. She just bought a, you know, a pro team. She really was able to take a need and she had a desire and she created an empire. So she was really in her magician. She really grew the unseen into the seen. And I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy. You're going to cut out holes in pantyhose and make shapewear. Like that's not going to go anywhere. And she created magic with it. She created that something out of nothing. So the voices, when you know, when you're in your magician and you know you're in that divine feminine magic and receiving versus the saboteur, you claim what you know. You say, I know what I know. I know what's true for me. This is what will happen for me. You know, I am certain. I am certain that X, Y, and Z. I'm certain I'm going to go to college. I'm certain I'm going to have those dreams. I'm certain I'm going to be that millionaire. And it happens now. And they stop worrying. You know, when you're a magician, you stop worrying about how silly or foolish or irresponsible that looks.
Yeah. And I think it's the fear of the unknown, the fear of what if I fail, the fear of success. And if we just realize that, you know, fear is really false evidence appearing real, right?
Beautifully said. Beautifully said.
Over the what if you fail, because chances are the first time you do it, you probably will. And then you learn and you grow and you do it better.
Yes.
Beautifully. It is. I mean, we're all afraid. If anybody tells you they're never afraid, they're lying to you, right? We're all afraid of one point in time.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And that comes back down to seduction. I say seduction's kind of the first cousin to anticipation. Because seduction can be really fun in the bedroom. It can be really fun. But also seduction is the waiting for something. I remember reading something in the New York Times recently about planning a vacation. And part of seduction is the anticipation and the longing for something to happen without it happening yet. And they use this example, Erica, of the funnest time or like one of the top fun times on vacations was actually planning the vacation before you went. Mm-hmm. It was just knowing it was going to happen. It was being excited about, oh, in 2 or 3 months or 6 months, I'm going to go on this great cruise or I'm going to go to Europe and planning all the fun things you're going to do. And it's the anticipation, okay, the seduction of the trip coming up that was pleasurable. So sometimes it's just kind of tweaking that. It hasn't happened yet. Yeah, it's scary, but is it scary or is it exciting? Is it scary or is it tantalizing? And really being able to tweeze out, you know, the sexiness of it versus saying, oh my gosh, of course I'm going to fall and not know it the first time. But what is the pleasure and the experience of what I learned? What was the pleasure of just putting yourself out there and trying something new, the adventure of it? So sometimes just seeing it that way can really kind of switch us more into that magic mindset.
Yeah. So we only have about a minute or so left. And I just want you to, if you can quickly recap for our listeners, the five queen types.
Sure. So Aphrodite the lover experiences magic by knowing her value. She knows she's a luxury brand. She knows her value. She doesn't compromise it for anybody. Diana, the sovereign royal embodiment, through the energies and decrees, she stands so much in power. When she says something, she and others believe her. The universe believes her because she knows she's worthy of love and abundance. And so that would be Diana the sovereign. Then you would have Athena, which is holding boundaries that protect that. It's becoming that divine chalice, divine receiver, knowing you have the power to alchemize your dreams and desires, and the ability to rally the troops, right, and get that support system that you need. And the Persephone is the magician, calling forth nothing, using intuition over logic, using intuition as that alchemy. And then the fifth one is Demeter, which is once you've mastered those four, which are like the four pillars of your throne, then you become the queen in the receiving line.
And that's where we all want to be, right? Let's get to that point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tanya, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Tell folks one last time how they can reach you.
Sure. Tanya, T-A-N-J-A at yourmajesticbeauty.com if they'd like to email me, or www.yourmajesticbeauty.com is my website.
Awesome. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen to it again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up a free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligation. Go to getrootedradio.com to find out how I can help you take that action. Have an incredible day, everyone. I'm looking forward to next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific. To live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.